the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons!
Brad McNoise Evans here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another edition of the Fade 5 podcast on this Freaky Friday. We got tickets in hand, Lundy. Let's go ahead and honk, honk, hop aboard the Plus Bus. Favorite wager on the board, whether in the NBA, the NHL, Major League Baseball, or somewhere else at plus 100 odds or greater, mi amigo. What do you got?
Well, first, I'd like to complain about something, Brad. I'd like to help the people out with their bets, but I think we need to complain about something. Brad, do you get a lot of AI-generated emails lately?
I do, and it's usually an attractive female that is real.
I'm talking about, like, I get a lot of business-related ones, okay? Offers. Okay. I got an email this morning that said, would you like to discuss your podcast strategy, Chris? Who the is Chris? Like, how bad is your AI? You can't even get my name right, you dip. Anyway, all right. I just had to get that off because I'm like, who the hell is Chris?
Who's Chris? So then I'm starting
to think. I'm like, is there anybody that works for me named Chris? Nope. I don't have anybody that works for me. I don't even have anybody that works for me, Brad, whose name starts with a C. I mean, they're not even in the same ballpark. Okay. That's all I'm saying. Now, speaking of ballparks, let's go to Minnesota. That is where my plus odds will reside.
Yeah.
As we look at Mr. Marcus Semien of your Texas Rangers. Let's talk about some total bags for this guy. Now, truth be told, if you've got Bet Rivers available to you, they've got this up at about 125. I snagged it at DraftKings at a plus 115 for him to go over his 1.5 total bases, 571 lifetime against Bailey Ober. And I know that it's only 7 plate appearances, but he's 4-for-7 with those, with a single, a double, and 2 round trippers to go all the way through there. So his slugging percentage, by the way, is a 1.571, which is just massive. Then you look at Semien, who has been a little bit up and down, right? So he's going like 1-for-4, occasionally 2-for-4, something like that in the games. But he's taking advantage of what he's got. In the last 9 games, 5 of them, 3 doubles, 2 home runs. So you put that together, you add in this somewhat small sample size, but still very solid history against Ober. Give me the over on total bags for Semien, plus 115 at DraftKings.
Yeah, and I got it right here on my cheat sheet for Live and Line. He is going to be my bold, indisputable pick in this exact same category. And folks, we don't ever plan any of this stuff out before we hit the record button here on the Fade 5 podcast. So just what a quinky dink by Nate Lundy. He and I on the very same wavelength. Chances are we're looking at the exact same data and we got seduced by the juice. What do you got there? He's gone mute. I think that's actually Everclear that he is drinking.
There we go. Sorry, I muted myself because I was clearing my sinuses. By the way, somebody pointed out to me on social media a couple of days ago that they think it's funny that I'm drinking my coffee every morning out of an Elevation Beer Company mug. So I just wanted to say, all I'm trying to do is keep you guessing to the person that pointed that out to me. Brad, go ahead. Where are we going on the Plus Bus this morning?
Speaking of Elevation, let's launch a home run with Matt Olson of the Atlanta Braves. Go into Pittsburgh. And that juice right out of plus 340 available there at DraftKings Sportsbook. He is appropriately enough going against a pitcher named Bailey and his last name. And this is real, folks. Falter. Bailey Falter. He pitched a gem last time I saw him against the Chicago Cubs on the north side. Had no hitter deep in that game, but I think he's going to be humbled in this affair against one of the better lineups in all of Major League Baseball, featuring the big bopper there from the left-handed side of the plate and Matt Olson. 2-for-5 lifetime with a long ball against Bailey Falter. That's also 1,400 OPS. Yeah, it's a relatively small sample size. But look at Falter this season. 1.48 home run per 9 mark allowed at home there in the Three Rivers vicinity. 43.9% hard hit rate he has given up as well. Now, Olson, kind of down on his luck in the power category, uncharacteristically. So only has 7 home runs this season and an uncharacteristic 183 ISO mark. That mark last season was at 321 for comparison. So I think he is going to bring out the heavy stick, lay the lumber against a guy you can tee off against, presuming that he's not the nearly no hitter version that we saw Wrigley Field recently, and take 20 yards. So on the plus, I'm holding that ticket on Olson to hit a round tripper at plus 340, available there at DraftKings Sportsbook. With those bets on the board, let's get after it on this Freaky Friday with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
Numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's go down, yeah, bro, to SoCal, man. And Yu Darvish, who I say records the dub against a visiting in the cross-continental trip. New York Yankees at a plus 220. Yeah, I got seduced by that juice. Available big there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Extreme value in my mind here for Darvish, who, if you look over the last four games started, has not allowed a single earn run, Lundy, and has also won all four of those starts as well, with a 24-3 strikeout to walk split. So he has got one of the deepest repertoires in Major League Baseball. He throws nine different pitches, which is insane in the membrane. I know the Yankees are an extraordinarily patient team. I know Aaron Judge is white hot right now, and so is Juan Soto, who set the pace around right now in the American League in the MVP race. That's why this is juiced up, because they look at WRC plus for the Bronx Bombers. They're numero dos in that category over the last 2 weeks. But you look at Carlos Rodon taking the ball for New York, different pitcher on the road, 4.25 road ERA, 373 on base against as well. So I think the Padres got to play a few guys, give Darvish the necessary run support with him just twirling nothing but strikes right now and a ton of weak contact as well. I think he gets the job done over six, maybe seven strong in this game. So the best value on the board, Yu Darvish should get the dub against the Pinstripes, plus 220 at DraftKings. Good, sir. Fade or follow?
Ooh, boy, right out of the gate, you're going to do this to me, aren't you?
Look at the juice, man. Come on, get seduced by it. Come with me.
Yeah, but, okay, but, Brad, there's a reason things get juiced like this. And it's to sucker in dudes like you.
Me!
That's the point. It's not whether or not the juice is nice. I mean, Brad, I can build a plus 34,000parlay. I mean, if you really want to go down that road, I mean, I can make a bet right now on the Rockies to win the World Series, and that's great juice, right?
Oh, there's a lot of drunken juice in that elevation cup you're holding.
Well, it's because Coors Field is Denver's best outdoor bar. I'm not going to get seduced by this one. I'm going to fade you on this one. I'll put this. I do like the opportunity for the Padres to win the first game here of this series. I do like that. I like the idea of them pulling off the victory and straight on the money line. They're minus 105. Because the Yankees are just slight favorites here in this one. But I'm not convinced that it's going to be because or that the run count and the W is going to wind up falling to Darvish in this one. So tell you what, I do like the Padres, but I'm going to fade the idea of Darvish clocking a dub.
Oh, I love you a ton in this one. Make some dollars. You Darvish plus 220. Girl, pair Lundy.
Number four.
Numero cuatro here on the Fade Five countdown. Let's go to the WNBA. And somebody might have heard of Caitlin Clark.
What's an assist?
I don't know.
What's an assist? Here,
I'm apparently doing an assist right now.
You talk. I'm going to fix because you can't. You're supposed to be a writer, Evans.
I can't type. And, the spell check doesn't work in the StreamYard programming. So thank you, Mr. Editor, for the correction there.
We got a lot of assists out here. It's just, everybody just goes, it's just musical chairs.
Well, hopefully she's not going to be sitting on the pine for a long duration in the game tonight. But Caitlin Clark, giving the over 12.5 rebounds plus assists against the Los Angeles team there. And she should be able to get this done at a plus 100 juice available there at FanDuel Sportsbook. Look at L.A. in the WNBA. Yeah, they've allowed the second fewest opponent rebounds per game on the young year at 32 flat. But where I think Caitlin Clark can really do a ton of damage is being a dime dropper. LA has allowed the most assists per game so far this season to opponents at 21.3. She's coming off a combined 14 and really arguably her finest across the board performance of her inaugural season in the WNBA. And I think, you know, the game started to slow down for her. It was a little bit tough there the first couple of outings, but she's just way too talented, whether as an assist dropper, whether doing the dirty work and cleaning up some of those long rebounds, getting them there off the glass. And I think she's going to be quite busy in what is a supreme matchup. And a large chunk of this is going to come on assists. She could drop 8 or 9 dimes. So if I can get like 4 or 5 rebounds, cash money. So to recap, Caitlin Clark of the Indiana Fever, give me the over 12.5 rebounds plus assists against LA plus 100 at FanDuel. Fade or follow, good sir.
I'll tell you what, I'll follow. I haven't been doing a lot of the betting with Caitlin Clark. I know it's sexy. I know a lot of people are betting on the WNBA. I know the numbers in terms of the handle that's coming in across all the books has increased. And that's spectacular. I got to be honest, though, I don't follow it closely enough to be able to do this. So I will tell you, I know you studied it up for Live on the Line. I know that it's been featured a lot on the Gaming Juice. But I am going to, I'll tell you what, Brad, I'm going to basically go the same route that you do when I bring up hockey, which is that I'm just going to be honest with everybody and say, hey, look, I don't follow it closely enough to be able to speak.
Right.
And I'm going to trust you on this one. So I'll follow simply because I'm going to roll with you with your direction, but I'm going to fully admit to everybody, I don't follow it closely enough for it to be something that I'm comfortable to back up with some numbers and things like that. Plus 100. Sure.
All right, Lordly bonus time. Lundy, whatever the line is tomorrow on Angel Reese, you've heard of her, the basketball Barbie, over on rebounds, grab it. She keeps cashing in. You're going to fall in love with a W soon enough, my man.
Number 3.
Numero tres here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go back to Major League Baseball and a guy that is popping the mitt and earning a lot of swings and a miss, and that is Seth Lugo of the Kansas City Royals, and he's going to be a Royale with cheese, you Pulp Fiction fans out there, on the over 5.5 strikeouts against the Tampa Bay Rays on the road. I can't believe the number is this low. Juiced up slightly as a result, but not a gaudy over at -125 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Lugo here last couple of starts. 10 Ks and 12 Ks. He has thrown for at least 6 strikeouts in 4 of his last 5 games. And again, he's done it in convincing fashion, folks. And now you get the Rays, who over the last couple of weeks in the bigs, the second highest strikeout percentage of any team in Major League Baseball. They're punching out at 26.4% of their plate appearances. You look at Lugo on the road, a microscopic 0.62 ERA with a 10.24 K per 9. And overall this season, a spectacular, one of the best in the bigs, and 30.6 call plus swinging strike rate. So you put all together, all the numerical evidence backs it up, especially the matchup against the free swinging ways. Give me the over, Lugo, 5.5 Ks at a -125 juice at DraftKings. Fade or follow.
Yeah, we're jumping on this one. I think this number's too low. You're already paying the juice at the -125. Take advantage of it. This matchup against the Rays should, I mean, he may get 2 of these in the first inning. You know what I mean? Like, this may be one that you're starting to feel pretty comfortable about. He just has to keep that going. Hope that some of these guys don't get hot. But based on the way the Rays are swinging and missing, or even just sort of standing there like I do with the, like, oh, there it went. Because that's what I would do if I were in the batter's box. I think any of those things could wind up happening. Love this number. I think he gets to 6, maybe even 7 or 8 in this one with the way they're swinging. But I'll tell you this. You see a couple of them in the first inning, sweat free.
Hey, look, you want some more hopefully sweat-free wagers that you can gamble on right now? Read all of our free content right now at thegamingjuice.com and sign up for a free account today. Lundy's got his NHL picks. We got more NHL pick writers as well. Nate Jacobson's been writing about the ponies there in the Triple Crown. I'll have some picks coming up, the Belmont Stakes a week from now. Of course, covering all the major PGA events. Ben Wittenstein and I covering the NBA playoffs, Major League Baseball every single day. Hell, I'm even rolling out NFL team preview content right now, over under on team wins, player props in the season-long market, and fantasy values to already ponder. Get after it right now at thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 podcast. Let's get after it in the desert. And the bees are going to be buzzing, hopefully not in Chase Field, over this SGP. And I'm going to take Ketel Marte, two more total bags, leg numero uno, and leg numero dos. Let's correlate, synergize, and bring it all together later, Lundy. If Marte is going to do some damage to the dish, Diamondbacks are probably going to score a few runs and get the victory. Why? Zach Gallen, their ace, is on the mound, and he has been money in the bank at home of the last couple of years. So Marte, two more total bags, and the D-backs to win plus 165. Yeah, work the shoulders again and get seduced by that juice there at BetMGM. A little bit of background on Marte. He crushes nothing but left-handed pitchers, and Braxton Guerra is going to be taking the ball for the Miami Marlins in this one. He's seen it five times, only one for five against him, but against LHPs this season, 347 batting average, 1,134 OPS with 14 extra base knocks. On top of that, look at Garrett. Last two rotation turns, a little bit stanky, you could say. 9.2 innings, 11 earned runs on the season, giving up a 42.9 hard hit percentage. But wait, it gets worse. He's number 377 in Major League Baseball in exit velo allowed. So Marte swings the big barrel through the strike zone and makes contact. He's going to split a gap. Hell, he get a home run tonight. So all I need are two total bags, a couple of singles to get it done as well, and the Diamondbacks also to get the victory, which they should, because Gallen, again, all he does is get wins at home. Plus 165 at BetMGM. Lundy, numero dos here with the Fade 5. Good, sir. Fader, follow.
My favorite one so far on the board. Absolutely love this. First of all, I like Arizona in the game. So if you're not comfortable with player props, you're somebody that likes to go more money lines, things like that, snag Arizona, pair it together with something else. Somebody else out there that you like, grab, I don't know, the Phillies here in Denver taking on the Rocks, something like that. But if you want to play the money line, you can go that route. Ketel Marte, Brad, here we go. Ready? He's on a 21 game hitting streak, right?
Yep.
Everybody, you realize that he leads the majors right now in current hitting streak. Here's what he's done. You want to get you want to get the total bags. There's 24 hits in there. There's five home runs. You want to play HRR, folks? 24 hits, five home runs, 13 ribbies, and he scored 12 runs over the course of the 21 game. The numbers are just piling up for this dude. So take advantage of the fact that they're at home in the desert and they're playing a crappy team. Come on, this isn't brain surgery, okay? Plus 165. Go do this now. Now, do it.
Hey, and if you want that HR bet, it's 2.5 on that line, which is extraordinarily high, but at a plus 110 juice on the over.
You wait till I tell you in bonus time what I found. You want to talk HRR. It's getting real interesting.
Oh, we got some more hers on the horizon. Count me in.
Number one.
Numero uno here on the Fade 5 podcast. Let's go to game numero dos between the Minnesota Timberwolves and Dallas Mavericks. And if I rule the world, yeah, let's do it for Nas, baby. Nas Reed, the NBA Sixth Man of the Year. His little two-leg SGP, I need 10 or more points out of Nas Reed, and I need 4 or more rebounds out of him as well against those Mavs at a plus 120 juice there at DraftKings Sports. But you look at Reed. In 5 matchups against Big D this season, he's gone 27-6, 9-4, so hit the under on the point side in one game. 15-9, 12-8, and 15-5. So we have done this in four or five matchups. Easily got it in game numero uno of this series. Probably going to play around 25 minutes. It's what it usually does coming off the bench, but it's all about that length. It's all about the versatility. He's shooting 34% from way downtown here in the NBA postseason. And a guy that is Johnny on the spot, careening some of those off the glass or off the rim boards to boot. You look at Dallas, not an extraordinarily stout defensive team. Number six in the NBA postseason in defensive rating and points per possession allowed at 1.109. They have, however, given up the fifth fewest opponent rebounds per game, but this is an alt line, all in air, four boards. They have surrendered 41.2 in total. I think the T-Wolves exact the revenge. It's highly doubtful they're going to go down 2-0 in this series, but taking that out of the equation, just focusing on a singular player that could score me some extraordinary value, I feel Naz Reid is gonna get nasty. So on this SGP, Reid, 10 or more points, Reid, 4 or more rebounds against Dallas, plus 120 at DraftKings. My number one play on this Friday edition of the Fade 5, Lundy, fit or follow.
Yes, good call here against Dallas. I think this is going to be a fun game tonight. Obviously, yep. Minnesota has all the reason in the world to try to come back out and make sure they don't go down 0-2 on their home court because they know how that worked out in the first round for Denver. So you need to come out and be able to have some fire. Like them in the first half. You like the first half money line in this one. Might even like the first half spread, which I think is right around 3 for Minnesota. I think they come out with some energy. I think Dallas is going to hang around, though. Put all of this together, Naz Reid, who was somewhat of a difference maker in that Denver series, not in all seven games, but definitely across the board made a big impact for Minnesota, came in and did his role and did it well. So if he can come in, clean the glass when necessary, grab a few of those, but he's also, I mean, he was hitting threes against Denver. So, yeah, you know, we're looking at 10 points. This is a very attainable number for him. I like this.
All right, Lundy's on board with all the Naz Reid action. Is he going to convince me in bonus time, whether in the Stanley Cup playoffs, the NBA playoffs, or Major League Baseball? Maybe you're looking ahead already at some of the football markets, Lundy.
No, why would I do that? Why would I do that, Brad? Why would I waste? No, I'm not going to tie up my money. I'm not going to.
No matter how much Everclear is in that Elevation mug right now, still would not bet on a future. Six months out of actually getting paid, but do pay me with some of your wages you still got on your card.
Everclear is nasty. If I were really going to be getting drunk on a Friday morning doing this pod with you, I'd have a little shorty of Don Julio 1942 neat.
That's something you sip on and enjoy at your leisure. Yeah. Everclear is a vehicle to get drunker faster.
Yeah, no, that's awful. I'll tell you what, in the comments section here on YouTube or on Twitter, I want you guys to tell everybody how nasty Brad is with his Everclear comments. Yes. However, little hat tip to my friend Roger Krager. Some of you know why I would do that with the reference to Everclear. All right, Brad, here's the crazy one for tonight. Do you know, the Phillies are here in Denver to take on the Rocks, okay?
Yep.
JT Realmuto, his HRR, Brad, is 3.5.
Well, it's because you know why, don't you? Ty Blah is on the mound, and he's a left-handed pitcher, I believe. And that's why Realmuto is going to just go off. But 3.5 is insane. It's
three
absurd.
3.5.
It's obscene. I've never seen a number that high in HRR.
Now, I also really like JT right now because he's sitting on a 13 game hit streak, but Brad, he has 21 hits in those 13 games. Dude has been absolutely on fire. So let me throw a couple of ways that I would play this one if I were you folks. First of all, -105 for JTR to have an RBI. I really like that one. I think he can knock somebody around. By the way, for him to score a run is like -240. It's just insane what his numbers are right now. So the best single value one stat line for him in this game tonight at Coors Field is an RBI at -105 over at DraftKings. The reason why that one is there is because I told you the hit streak or the game streak that he's on, 13, 21 hits over that. In those 13 games, he's only got six RBI. So that's part of the reason why you're seeing some value here with that compared to scoring a run, et cetera. But here's the one that I want to throw out there for you because I think this is highly probable to wind up happening for him. And that is over at FanDuel. I think you can play him for multiple hits. And I don't have the number in front of me right off the top of my head, but I do like it. I think you can jump in on that one. And you'll be able to get that at plus odds. So instead of trying to mess, you can get in there, take him for two or more hits, which you should be able to do over at FanDuel. The one that I do have in front of me that I want us to be able to play, Luis Arraez of the aforementioned San Diego Padres, plus 190 for him to have two hits in this game tonight at home against the Yankees. Folks, if you haven't been paying attention, he is on an 8-game hitting streak. I'm going to read them to you. Are you ready?
Yep.
2-for-5, 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 2-for-4, 2-for-4, 4-for-5, 4-for-5.
God.
On his 8-game hitting streak, all of them are multiple hits. Plus 190 at FanDuel for him to do it again tonight. Now, his batting average is better against righties than against lefties when we talk about Carlos Rodon. However, I still think he gets it done and he's at home. I love this one at plus 190 for us this evening. At plus 165 on the ice tonight, give me Matthew Tkachuk to have a goal tonight. Plus 165 over at DraftKings. This is just a gut feel for me on Tkachuk. He's always hanging around the net. He's always nearby. He's always causing issues. He is a scorer. If you want to play him for a point and put it together with something else, you can, but for him to have a point is heavy minus odds. So I'm going to go ahead and say, forget it. I think he jumps in and he actually gets a goal tonight in a game where I think goals will be at a premium. Remember, I made a bet way back when on this series where I told you that we were able to say it was going to be in the series over two games to go to overtime. So why not maybe say, I don't know, that tonight it happens, plus 300 for this game to go to OT. It happened last night with the Oilers and the Stars before Connor McDavid got the job done in double overtime to win that one. So maybe we get back-to-back overtime games. Take advantage of that one as well. Brad, I don't have it in front of me, but I don't give a crap. Whatever Mookie Betts' total bases are, take the over.
Yeah, it's probably going to be like minus 105, minus 110. It would be my, you know, rough estimate there. Maybe a little HRR and parlaying that with Ketel Marte at the alt 1.5 over HRR, which you can do at ESPN Bet and get that at significant plus money. I think that's the way I approach it there, just firing off the top of my head. Let's go to a little Team Huevos parlay play of the day in my edition of bonus time. And let's go to the matchup between the Cleveland Guardians and the LA Angels. Leg numero uno. I say both teams score at least two runs in this one. As you got Logan Allen and Patrick Sandoval on the bumps for the respective clubs, both left-handed pitchers. And you look at Cleveland, number 13 WRC plus over the last couple of weeks, a team that's easily, I think, going to score the necessary runs there. And you look at the Angels, even better without Mike Trout. They're number 7 in WRC plus the last couple of games as well. And both these pitchers, ultra-friendly to the opposition. So I think they will play it at least two apiece. Jose Ramirez, give me him for a hit, leg numero dos. Ramirez has gotten a hit in his last 9. He's got 912 OPS in the month of May, 3-for-11 lifetime against Sandoval. And he's a guy that usually does damage against portsiders, batting 306 against southpaw pitchers on the 2024 season. And leg numero tres, and I found another error, Lundy. It's not Pablo Sandoval. You remember him, don't you? Pablo Sandoval was a guy that he never skipped a meal. I will say
Panda
that.
Bear.
Yeah, Panda the Panda Bear. Bear. Yeah, I absolutely loved him. So apparently he was on the mind when I was typing this up. It's Patrick Sandoval. Go. Two or more walks for the LA Angels. You look at Cleveland, they've had a pretty keen eye here the last couple of weeks. The 10th highest base on balls percentage of any team in the bigs at 8.5%. Sandoval has issued at least a pair of free passes in 7 of 10 starts with a 3.53 walks per 9 marks. On a recap, to recap, my team, huevos, parlay play of the day. Cleveland and the LA Angels both to score at least 2 runs. Jose Ramirez with a hit and Patrick Sandoval, not Pablo, 2 or more base on balls plus 156. They're at DraftKings Sportsbook. Quickly elsewhere, let's say in the base on balls market, Graham Waxat Ashcraft. He's not going to be doing that in terms of what he's going to be posting the box score. He's going to be a giver in the game today against the LA Dodgers. Played a great American ballpark. I'm going to go the alt market and say he walks at least 3. So 3 or more. You can grab this at DraftKings at plus 155. Shohei Ohtani. Probably going to draw like 2 of these alone. Maybe Mookie Betts gets one as well. Freddie Freeman, great history against Ashcraft. Probably not going to see anything that he really wants to swing at. Dodgers of middling, just number 15, and based on balls percentage over the last couple of weeks at 8.2%. But Ashcraft, 3.33 walks per 9 this season. At home, that number climbs to 4.02 with a 7.47 ERA. He's already done this in a handful of starts. 3 or more walks at plus 155 against a generally patient Dodgers team. I like that one quite a bit. Look, if I believe Arizona's going to get the win, Zach Gallen is likely going to be, tasting the victor's spoils. So I think he does get the W in this one. And you can bet on that at plus 105 against the Miami Marlins. You look at Gallen at 1.52 home ERA. He's got at least 18 outs in 3 straight games, and he's 3-1. At home this season. I think it's going to extend to 4-1. So to him to record the victory at DraftKings, plus 105. I like Lundy's call on Marcus Semien at plus 110 on the over 1.5 total bases. And I got this Cubs jersey on for a reason, because we're going against the hated basement-dwelling St. Louis Cardinals. And who is on the mound? Konnichiwa, friends. Shota Imanaga. At Wrigley Field, hopefully it will not get washed out. Rain in the forecast, but if it goes and Imanaga, qualifies for the win, I say he gets it. It's even money, plus 100 at DraftKings. You look at St. Louis. Yeah, they're number 4 in WRC plus the last couple of weeks, but on the road this season, number 22 in that category. Imanaga has been lights out, shutting everybody down. 0.84 ERA on the year. He's won 4 of his last 7 starts. He's had 3 straight no decisions. Cubs are starting to get healthy offensively with Nico Horner and Dansby Swanson back in the lineup. I think Shota will get the run support. I think Shota's got to slam the door through probably 6 innings in this one, maybe even 7, kind of like the over at 18.5 outs, and get it like plus 145 right now at BetMGM. But for him to get the win, it's plus 100 at DraftKings. Please and thank you.
And they're at Busch Stadium, Brad. They're not at Wrigley, by the
way. Oh, they're not at Wrigley? They're at Busch?
They're at Busch.
Oh, damn it.
Wow. I just wanted to, look, I'll correct you here so that you can sound even smarter on television.
On television. I looked at it blurry-eyed this morning because it wasn't coffee in my cup. It apparently was Everclear. Father of mine. Yeah, cue that in the background.
You need to settle down, okay?
I really do need to settle down because we got to get the hell out of here. We're out of breath, and I am out of time here on the Fade 5 Podcast. Do us a favor, drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, Peter, follow us on the X where he's trying to give it to you. Lundy at Nate Lundy, myself at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com right now and sign up today and read all of our free, awesome content across the smorgasbord of sports betting. As always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you. Damn it.